Right, round two. Starting
round
again.
Two.
Thank you guys, and thanks for your patience. I'm sorry about the fire alarm.
Oh no, thank you. They announced that it was happening probably like, I don't know, 10:59 and a half.
Oh no.
So it was like we couldn't even escape it if we tried.
Bit of a rude awakening.
But totally fine.
So
Well, you actually have never been to New Zealand. This is our first time.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
No way. That's exciting. Well, welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you gonna have a bit of a like chance to travel around, do you think, or we just be in Tamaki?
Well, we wish we did, but it's kind of in and out with this one. This happens to be the last stop on a month-long journey for us. So we're really excited to wrap the entire year up here in New Zealand.
Oh, that's very special. Massive treat for us, so thank you for making the journey over to the other side of the world. So many people were incredibly stoked, and that you're also playing with Kamasi Washington as well. It's just it's going to be an incredible show, so very excited.
We're excited
really good show. We saw Kamasi play a couple nights ago, and it's really special.
Oh, sick. Well, thank you too for chatting to us over at BFM. It's always great to have the chance to talk to artists a little bit about their practice and like what they think of New Zealand. And I just wanted to talk to you a little bit today. I did some prep for the interview, and I was listening to you, Laura, talk about how much influence you draw from the natural world in terms of composition and kind of like using ambient sounds in your recordings that just like kind of happen. And I think a lot of artists in Aotearoa could probably relate to this quite a lot, because we're very blessed here to have a very beautiful natural environment. And I was just wondering if there's like...
You are.
So it's I'm sad that you guys don't have much time to check it out, but understandable because you've been on this massive tour. But just wondering, are there like specific sounds in nature that you're really inspired by? Like, do you have favorite like birds or anything like that?
No, I think part of the magic is just seeing what happens that day. And sometimes it can be a noise that you hear all the time, and sometimes it's not. I mean, then the other thing is we're in so many locations that you'd be surprised how, like, if we're on tour and there's a botanical garden in the city that we're in, that's usually where I will be in my time off. And it's surprising how different they all sound.
Yeah.
Just because you're in different places. So in Texas, it obviously sounds a particular way when we're recording. And then sometimes we pull in sounds from other places that seem to fit the aesthetic that we're going for.
Whoa, that's really cool. And I think that's really interesting to know as well, because, yeah, you do have this very, like, broad, universal sound as a band. So it's, like, quite nice to know that you are kind of like going out into nature when you're touring as well, and getting inspiration from that. What about you, DJ?
Yeah. I mean, I'm often inspired by random sounds in nature. My wife, she often laughs at me because like she'll turn on the signal light in the car or the turn signal, and I'll start making some weird polyrhythm out of it. So it's one of those things that music is everywhere.
Yeah.
And to add to that, there are some very interesting nature sounds on this, you know, on this side of the world that we don't really get to hear back home. There was a bird that flew overhead the other day, and I was like, are we okay? The person I was with is a native, and he's like, oh, I didn't even hear that. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that was a cockatoo. And it sounded like this prehistoric, like, pterodactyl.
Yes.
Screech.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. But yeah, we're often you know, inspired by everything around us. I mean, a lot of times you don't hear that stuff until you kind of stop and you know, get quiet, and things around you start to reveal themselves. And a lot of those sounds we try to capture on the record. You know, we record in the barn, and those things naturally make themselves onto the recording due to the nature of where we are, practically in a field. And yeah, it just makes it, it keeps it, you know, gives it a little texture.
It makes it alive as well, I think.
Yes, makes it alive.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we do have some very interesting birds in Aotearoa. Yeah, there's one called the kaka that definitely sounds like a pterodactyl.
I'm not going to lie, it scared me.
Oh, no.
It came so close and it was so loud.
Yeah.
That's not a sound we're used to hearing.
Yeah.
Where I'm from.
Yeah. Even living here, I'm still not used to it sometimes.
Okay, and then we were, DJ and I were walking, and there was a warning sign, like swooping birds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, be mindful. And DJ looked at me and he's like, are we okay? But I actually, where I live, there are bears and stuff, so I've kind of maybe become more used to the what would be a terrifying animal, that
yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, definitely no bears over here. Yeah, you're pretty safe out in the woods. Yeah, I also was wondering, because all three members of the band, you all have this like very incredibly deep and broad knowledge of music, and I was wondering if there's any music from the Pacific region or Aotearoa that you really like or you draw inspiration from.
Oh, this is such a Mark question.
Oh, yeah.
Because he probably has a list that we should have taken from him so that we would have seemed more knowledgeable for this call.
Oh, no, it's okay.
No, I would personally like to give a shout out. One of my, like, I heard this record back in, I believe it was 2015. But I was just out and about, put on this album, played it, and I couldn't believe this lady was making this incredible music. But Kimbra.
Oh, yeah.
She is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to her. I mean, she's, the stuff she's doing now that I, you know, she's about to, I think she's on a new campaign, putting out some new material. I know it's been a long time coming for her, and I'm really excited for what she's doing. I think she's absolutely amazing and representing the country very, very well.
She has an incredible voice. It's
She's a really powerful performer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I also really love Aldous Harding.
Yes.
I listen to her a lot. She's like, I have certain songs that I listen to on planes on repeat that kind of send me to a trance, and one of her songs is in that list for me, so I'm very grateful to her.
Yep, she is great traveling music. Yeah, and she also is a very, very powerful performer. Incredible stage presence as well. It's a treat to see her. See her live.
Amazing. I've never seen her.
I hope you do. I hope you get the chance. Yeah, she was just playing here recently. She was touring around the country, but hopefully, yeah, her new album is really good. So, hope you get that chance. And yeah, do you have time to keep talking, or you guys?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. Sweet. Awesome. I also wanted to talk a little bit about how you write music, and DJ, you've also mentioned in some interviews that it's really important in your shows that you kind of have this like quite universal sound, or like unifying sound, actually, probably is a better word. And one of the ways you do that is the way that you kind of like avoid very specific lyrics. And I think that's really cool, because one of my favorite bands is the Cocteau Twins, and they kind of do that as well in order to convey like emotions or experiences. And I'm a massive fan of that. And I wondered if there's like specific emotions or experiences that you will find yourself kind of returning to with your music and why you think that is.
Well, Marco always speaks on when you make things ultra specific or extremely vague, they can literally be interpreted as anything to the listener. And that's kind of where we like to live. We've heard many different interpretations of what people think, what listeners think our lyrics are referring to or what they mean to them. And that's kind of how we like it. I think in a way it's a clever way to reach as many people with a very wide net without being hyper-focused on one little thing. And albeit sometimes songs are focused on one tiny little thing, but if it's done in a vague way, in a non-specific way, then it could literally be you could apply it to a million other scenarios and it would fit. And that's the way we like it.
Yeah. It's like reading a book and being able to paint your own picture to what it looks like. It's the same kind of concept of the most powerful, I think, thing that you can get out of a song is what you put to the song. And so if we paint that picture for you, then we're taking out some of that magic.
Yep.
In a way.
Yeah.
So it's that, and then I think also it feels more true to who we are to all be able to sing something that means the same thing to each of us, or has it, like, how do I explain this? Like, if I was singing something so specific about myself, then Mark and DJ would be singing it sort of for me rather than for themselves. So it's sort of like we try to make the song applicable to each of us, and if it works for the three of us, then hopefully it works for everybody.
Whoa, that's really amazing. I like that. It's like you're kind of I was just gonna say, I think that's really cool because it returns the agency to the audience, and yeah, quite a special way of writing music. Oh, I think someone's jumped into another call. Oh no, that's on my end. Sorry about that. that's really, really cool. I just want to thank you both, Laura and DJ, for joining me today for this interview. It's been really amazing for me. Yeah, I'm just stoked to see you guys play later on tonight. Might have to finish work a little bit early, but we'll be, yeah, I'm excited for it. I hope your brief stay here is really relaxing and a good way to end the tour. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too.